Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 14th December, 1969. Launching of the Jolly Roger. On 14th December 1969, the island's emerging tourism product got a major boost with the announcement in the Barbados Advocate of the launch of the Jolly Roger. In a country with its abundance of sun, sea and sand, the launch of both day and nighttime cruises was a perfect tonic for visitors and Barbadians alike. The Advocate's announcement indicated that the Jolly Roger, a former island schooner named the Estesi D, would offer patrons a choice of three cruises. The morning cruise along the tranquil waters of the West Coast started and ended at Carlisle Bay. The second cruise, which became the lunch cruise, took patrons from Hotown and traveled along the coast in the direction of Spikestown, returning to Holdtown. This catered to the guests of many of the hotels now established along the West Coast. The third cruise was the Sunset Cruise, leaving Holdtown and sailing along the coast towards Carlisle Bay in Bridgetown. However, what captured the attention of individuals was the name of the vessel. The name Jolly Roger suggested a time of fun and frolic with lots to eat and drink. Indeed, the ship was cast in the mold of a pirate ship, harking back to a time when Barbadian pirates, Stede Bonnet and Sam Lord, plundered towns and ships. The idea of a cruise was a hit among visitors who, quote, walked the plank, drank Barbados rum, ate local food, and viewed the island's west coast from a different vantage point. It would soon be a hit with Barbadians as well, as churches, youth groups, and associations all booked cruises. Today, the mere mention of the name Jolly Roger is enough to invoke memories of fun cruises and sailing along the West Coast. Yet it all began with that announcement in the newspaper on the 14th of December, 1969.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.